When somebody said he was going to chop some cotton, what did he mean by that?
Was it going to chop some cotton?
Yes, sir.
Well, when they planted cotton way back yonder, used to, they had a planter that sowed the seed solid like that. And when go to thin it out, who would you call that chopping cotton and thin it out? And then they get the grass out too.
What kind of grass gave you trouble?
Well, mostly we had mostly what we call crab grass. Bermuda grass got to give us twice more trouble. Mm-hmm. But we had that crab grass to contend with.
Yes, sir.
I see.
Did people around here ever make walls or fences out of loose stone or rock?
Ever do have?
Ever make any walls or fences out of loose stone or rock?
No. They never did none like none out here. I don't think there wasn't enough of that kind of stuff in this part of the country. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see anything like that?
No, I don't believe I have.
If you were going to get some water out of the well, what did you take with you to carry it in?
Well, we carried a bucket. We had a frame up here with a roller in it and a rope and a bucket. We call it draw water. Carry a water bucket. Had one for the kitchen and one for the gallery and the porch.
What about what you used when you went to milk your cow? What did you take with you?
Well, this cow bucket, we call it a milk bucket. I have one specially kept in the kitchen to keep for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Go and get ready to go milk. So, well, I better get the milk bucket and go milk the old cow.
Did people around here ever call a bucket by any other name?
Well, I don't remember.
Well, they call them a pail sometimes. A pail.
Yeah, they might have said something about a pail, milk pail or something like that.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah,
same thing. Same thing with us. It might not be somewhere else.
I see. Did you have any kind of container that a woman would keep around the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Yeah, usually you keep something out of a big bucket or something. Maybe we'd put a starboard space hanging on just outside, and the woman would put the dishwater and the scraps in there. Mm-hmm. Call it slop. Slop the hogs.
Yeah. Did you call the bucket the slop bucket? Or?
Yeah, call it slop bucket.
Slop bucket?
Yeah.
That's good. You know, a woman's, talking about a woman's best dishes, like if she was going to have company, she'd probably use her best dishes. What were those usually made out of, those dishes?
Well, I don't know. We call it chinaware. I don't know what it. The stuff in the bread, all right.
Yeah. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Egg.
Right.
Well, I remember way back on when Daddy used to try to grow some chickens